Reports shows how queer creators spent years pushing the LGBTQ agenda in children's TV programs. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 6, 2021. The increase of LGBTQ characters and themes popping up in TV shows made for children in the last decade is not an organic development. It's the consequence of so-called queer creators pushing the LGBTQ agenda and working with major entertainment networks, writers, producers, showrunners, and directors to place sexualized themes into on-screen fare made for young audiences. A recent, extensive report by Entertainment Insider highlights the increase of LGBTQ messaging in children's programming, and explains that LGBTQ activists behind the scenes have made it happen. The rise of gender-diverse representation isn't a coincidence, Insider reports. Shows created and run by queer women, trans, and non-binary showrunners are largely responsible for the influx of non-binary and trans characters in kids' animation. One way activists have accomplished this is by getting around the typical merit-based hiring process and searching specifically new staff that are members of the LGBTQ community. Tanika Stotts, a genderfluid writer on Steven Universe Future, told Insider that non-binary bisexual showrunner-creator Rebecca Sugar went out of the way to make sure a show was staffed by so-called inclusive standards, and that new talent was searched for on platforms like Twitter and Tumblr, rather than traditional hiring avenues. Visible queer content and multiple queer creators means no one has to feel isolated the way that I did, Sugar said. One transgender showrunner, Shadi Potosky, told Insider that it isn't enough for LGBTQ activists to simply get roles within the entertainment industry. They must also make sure that pro-LGBTQ content makes it into the shows. And this didn't come easy, according to Potosky, who said, there were little arguments, and battles, and suspensions throughout the production process. I had to fight with the help of GLAAD to get the actual word Pride in, instead of it being called Rainbow Parade or something, Potosky said. GLAAD has, in fact, convinced Hollywood to increase the representation of the LGBTQ agenda into TV shows and networks, including Nickelodeon, PBS, and Cartoon Network, have signed onto the effort. As Breitbart News previously reported, a veritable tidal wave of gay representation has washed over children's TV shows, with a 222% increase in LGBTQ characters and stories between 2017 and 2019 alone. Today, it is virtually impossible to find a TV series without a gay character or LGBTQ theme. A review of the content found a whopping 259 gay characters in cartoons and TV series aimed at children. Breitbart News recently reported several instances of major kids' shows now containing gay characters or storylines. Last year, Disney revealed a gay character in DuckTales, who was presented as a child with two gay dads in 2019. Discovery Family's My Little Pony introduced a lesbian pony couple. That same year, PBS Arthur featured a gay wedding scene in its season premiere. Last week, actress Kirstie Alley warned that children are being exposed to everything perverse on every kind of screen and cautioned that Hollywood is conditioning society to be so open-minded that it will soon support pedophilia as just loving children. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.